Thank you, Vice President. We take note of the oral update on the efforts related to technical assistance and capacity building in the field of human rights, which reflects the Council's and the High Commissioner's commitment to supporting countries in enhancing their national capacities. This path is key to achieving peace and development, which remain the common goals of the international community, despite challenges related to escalation and spread of conflicts, climate change, economic challenges, and the accelerated use of artificial intelligence. Vice President, we believe that multilateral cooperation is indispensable to addressing these challenges and should be supported by a strong political will and concrete actions. For this reason, we affirm that Item 10 embodies the true spirit of international cooperation. Therefore, it is essential that this item continues to follow its technical track, respecting the sovereignty of states and their national needs, while refraining from politicization and secretivity in a way that jeopardizes integrity and objectivity. We strongly reject double standards and efforts inconsistent with this item. They undermine the credibility of collective action under this Council's umbrella. This item should remain shielded from any political exploitation or be used as a tool to express states. Instead, it should be focused on meeting the needs of beneficiaries, thereby promoting cooperation based on transparency and mutual respect. We commend the efforts made to support the National Committee of Yemen and stress the importance of provision of technical support so that the committee can achieve justice and accountability, further improving human rights on the ground. We believe that peace, development, and human rights are interlinked and mutually reinforcing. And we support the role of the Council and the High Commissioner in fulfilling their mandates by fostering dialogue and cooperation based on mutual respect and balanced focus on human rights. In closing, Kuwait emphasizes the importance of ensuring the continuity of work under Item 10 and securing financial resources to support the implementation of its programs, which contributes to achieving the desired goals. And thank you, Vice President.